ראש השנה שחל להיות בשבת. So there's a lot of halachot that come into play because the holiday falls out on Shabbat. For example, there are many changes and additions that are made in the tefillah itself. For example, Maran in Siman Tavkuf Tzadihed writes that the Minhag, when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbat, in Mincha of Shabbat, we say Sitkatecha. And the reason being is that even though normally on a Yom Tov we would not say Sitkatecha, we would say Yishem, however, it's the day of the Mishpat. And over there we say Mishpatecha Tehom Rabbah. So therefore it's appropriate to mention Sitkatecha on Shabbat Rosh Chodesh, on Shabbat Rosh Hashanah. And that's the Minhag of Damasek, and the Kafahim brings it down as well. Although the Ramah brings down that some had the custom in Ashkenaz not to say it, Mishnah Berurah explains, because again, it's a Yom Tov. But again, every community follows the tradition. It seems the majority of Minhagim of Sephardim is to say Sitkatecha. Another example would be what Maran writes in Stav Kuf Tzaditet. Maran says that on Motzae Shabbat, which is the second night of Rosh Hashanah, we have to say Vatodienu in the Amidah. Vatodienu would take the place of a normal Atachonantaru that we would say on Motzae Shabbat. Instead of saying Kodesh Lechol, we're actually going from Kodesh to Kodesh. Cham ben Tzion, Alav Hashlom, in order Tzion Gimal, as a Chiddush. Normally, if a person forgets Atachonantaru, let's say on a Friday, on a Saturday night, and he eats before making Abdallah, he eats, and as a result, he realizes he didn't say Atachonantaru in Arbit, the Hachamim put a Knas on him, and he has to repeat the Amidah. However, Hakam Ben Tzion says that would not be the case if he got Batodienu. Same case, he prayed the Amidah, he forgot Batodienu when he ate. They don't knas him to pray the Amidah. Again, he makes a chiluk. He says, Atachonantaru is a takana, v'chekenes the gedola. They made a knas if you forgot their text. However, Batodienu was made from Rav and Shmuel. Those are Amoraim, they didn't make a knas on the Batodienu. Another halakha that comes into play, obviously, is the subject of Tashlich. Although Maran does not bring the custom of Tashlich in Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah brings it down, and he says that the custom is to go on the first day of Rosh Hashanah to the river, and they read some Pesukim of Rahamim, including the Pasuk of Tashlich B'Mesudot Yam, Kol Hatotam. Because the Ben Ishai and Od Yosef Hai points out that those people that think that they're just going to shake their the lapel of their jacket and get rid of their sins, says they're making a mistake. It's more symbolic to do that, but of course it takes 30 days of Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Aserim et Teshuva, Yom Kippur, V'kulahai Ve'ulai. This over here is just a remez that we're trying to get rid of the Chitzulim and Kedipot after we do all the preparations. Nonetheless, the custom of Tashlich clearly is brought down by Rabbeinu Arish. Shara Kavanot talks about it as well. The She'ela is to do the Tashlich on a Shabbat. Mishnah Berurah said that some communities had the custom not to do it on Shabbat for the simple reason that most people need a sidur to make the tashlich, and they would go outside the city. There was no eruv over there, and they would come to carry the sidur. So therefore, they said no tashlich. However, that's not the opinion of the Ben Ishchai, and it's not the opinion of the Rabbeinu Arashash and Hakam Ben Sion, Hakam Avadya, Aleihem Shalom, and all really the Sfaradim hold that especially I say, that when it comes out on Shabbat, we make the tashlich. Why do I say especially? Because the Ben Ishchai writes in Torah Lishma that on the time to make the tashlich is after Mincha even on the regular Rosh Hashanah. The Arizal said to make it b'sha'ah close to sunset, right before Shkiyat HaChamah. There's a reason for it, because that's when Adam Rishon's judgment came out that he was exonerated. On this day, 5,781 years ago, on this day, at that time, the Midrash says, B'sha'ah 12, Adam Rishon yatsa b'dimos. He got exonerated. Therefore, we come exactly at that time to make the tashlich davka close to sunset. So therefore, he says, and on Shabbat, we know it's etratzon. In a regular Shabbat, a menhat time is etratzon. V'ani tefillati lecha Adonai etratzon. The Ben Ishchai, incidentally, in that Teshuvah Torah Lishma says, that's what on Shabbat, Rosh Hashanah, when you take out the Torah, you're supposed to say, V'ani tefillati lecha Hashem etratzon. He says, Adraba, now you have a double header. You have Rosh Hashanah with Shabbat, it's double etratzon. So because Sheken, you should make tashlich on Shabbat, because you have much more mercy. And therefore, the Benag of the Sfaradim is to make tashlich. You could ask a question, Hakam, if they made a gezerah against the shofar, they might come to carry it, which is a serious thing. So certainly we should make a gezerah that Iman carries Sidur. And I gave you the answer already in the question. Because it's so serious, shofar, Adam Bahul, a person gets nervous that he's not going to fulfill the shofar, he might come to camp. But the sheikh is only a minhag. We're not chosesh that a guy's going to carry a sidur and get all flustered because of a minhag. That's what Rechab Ben Tzion wants to say. And therefore, the ma'aseh, we do not gozer on that he might carry a sidur. We do it on the porch over there. We have a eruv. And therefore, it would be permissible. It should be pointed out that another thing that happens on the Shabbat of Rosh Hashanah is seudah shlishit. Although the halakha allows one to eat a seudah on Shabbat Yom Tov, let's say, which is Erev Yom Tov, normally they don't want you to eat a seudah on Erev Yom Tov, so they want you to go into Yom Tov, that you should have the seudah b'te'avon. But in this case, it's a seudah b'tzvah. So Mishnah Berurah brings out in the Chot Yom Tov that it's okay to eat even after you pray Menha Ketana. You can eat a kabetza, even more of bread, and you have no problem going into Rosh Hashanah, because it's a mitzvah to eat the seudah shlishit, although it probably would be preferable to pray Menha Gedolah, although it's tricky on Rosh Hashanah, I understand, but to pray Menha Gedolah and eat seudah shlishit a little earlier, so you can eat a regular seudah shlishit without any problems, although there's no problem. Even if you pray Menha Ketana, you could have a regular seudah, meaning more than a kabetzah, but it's just logistically difficult because you're in the shul, and you're going to go home, you have to come back, so probably better off. Anyway, the first day we get out a little earlier because there's no shofar, and then go home to eat, maybe come back 2-3 o'clock, pray mincha, and go home. But what I suspect is going to be that many people will make the following mistake. They're going to pray mincha gedolah, and they say, oh, you know what, let's make tashlich now, we're already here at mincha. And that's a mistake, because tashlich is supposed to be made specifically right before Shkiyat HaChamah. There's a time for the tashlich to be made. It's not made after mincha, it's made right before Shkiyah. However, the Beit Shai says that if somebody, let's say, forgets or is honest and cannot make tashlich on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, then you can make it on the second day. And then when you make it on the second day, it's preferable to make it after Musaf, after the Tikiot. Then you don't want to do it in Minhatam, because Minhatam is Bishat Adin. Adrabah, on the second day, you don't have the commemoration of the anniversary of Adam HaRishon. It would be better on the second day to make it right after the Tefillah, after Musaf, after the Tikiot. Finally, of course, on Motzei Hag, meaning the Shabbat, the ladies are going to light the candles. They have to remember to say Baruch HaMavdil Ben Kodesh LeKodesh before they're going to light the candles of the Yom Tov. Lastly, the Kiddush or the Havdalah Motzei is Yak Nahaz Yain Kiddush Ner Havdalah Zeman. So one has to prepare the Ner. The Ner, preferably, we hold, should be an Avukah, should be like a torch. Problem is, if you can use your regular Ner, the big torch over there, you light it from an existing candle. Then what are you going to do? How are you going to put it out? You can't put it out. So you're going to be stuck with this big torch over here until after holiday. It's unpractical. Therefore, one has to make preparation. They sell these small little candles over here. Small little torch, about an inch high. And if you prepare it from before and you light it from existing, by the time Havdalah is over, it'll go out. So therefore, it's a practical item to use. Or, Acham Ben Sion says, you could use the Nerot of Yom Tov that the wife lit. However, Acham Ben Sion says, in that case over there, you shouldn't put them together to make an avukah. Not that it's yisut to put them together, but it's yisut to take them apart because it's kibui. And then we have to stay there for the rest of the holiday like that. So therefore, Chabad Ben Sion says it's better to forget about the chumrah of avukah, and make me'orei ha'esh on a regular ner of the nerot yom tov, even on one, without having to put them together, so you don't have to come to the problem of kibui by separating it. So again, you have to pay attention again to all these adjustments and tikkunim. Of course, it goes without saying, in the Amidah itself, one has to add in the parentheses where it says Shabbatot, Mekadesh, Shabbat, Yisrael Yom HaZikaron, etc. If a person forgets to mention the Shabbat in the Amidah, clearly you would have to repeat the Amidah.